This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What a momentous morning for one of our biggest rivals in this city's history. What a momentous morning, and it's all thanks to you, Tone. I mean, I'd like to say thanks to the show. It's all thanks to you. There's people who wanted you fired, wanted the show canceled a few short months ago, and the man who was at the center of it, I think, owes you a thanks.
Plant we are going to start this. You know what?
Plant that seed.
We are just going to lie and say, oh, you're seeing this report about Tucker potentially not coming to... not coming to minicamp, not coming to training camp. We just make it up. We just lie. We did it before, 1.3 million. We can do it again.
That's a bad precedent.
And eventually, yeah, well, it's the big bad media trying to flex their power.
What do you got?
And trying to make up lies and propaganda. This show is not above it. We will do it. And in fact, our goal is to get Justin Tucker to get a question asked of him about whether the rumors are true that he's holding out.
Tone, you crazy bastard, you did it again.
And then what happened yesterday?
He got an extension. He's still the top paid kicker in the NFL. 4-year extension. He's going to earn $6 million a year. $1 million more per season than any other kicker. It happened. It worked. It worked. I can't believe you did it. I can't.
So a player's going to get cut. They're going to lose a talented player because of this rumor.
Yep. Okay, that kind of sucks. I don't mean to be nasty about that. I didn't think about that part of it. That's kind of sad. But at the same time, I can't believe, because you had, it might not have been even a conversation for all we know. We got to try to find a way to get Justin Tucker on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We have to try. Yeah. AA, I know you'll circle back to it, which is BS, because AA loves to lie to us about what he's doing.
Oh, no, this is a priority.
And it's a natural lie. It's got to be a priority. Over just about, like any Browns player, we still have to take before Justin Tucker. That's the way it's supposed to work here. But Justin Tucker's at the top of the list.
Oh, I think people would want to hear from him. He's going to go down in history as the best, right? Or potentially one of the best ever.
I just want to bring him on and go, were you thinking about an extension before? What was the date of that? Can we find the date of that conversation? School was still in.
Mm-hmm.
It was late spring because school was still in because
that's right.
I was in the pickup line. I was in the pickup line waiting to get Axel, and I'm in park.
May 4th.
May 4th. Okay, perfect. And later on that afternoon, I did not even check my phone, nothing. And I look at my phone, and it's this Ravens person who at us, like a Ravens reporter, like a Baltimore Sun guy or something like that. And it is just nonstop. You two should be fired. You two are irresponsible. And I'm like, no, man, it's a radio show. Like, I felt like Danzig calling up my old boss back in the day.
Well, we were trying to think of what was a gag that would have the least amount of real repercussions. It's a kicker. We're not tearing away at the fabric of the NFL or the Baltimore Ravens. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's a really good kicker. He's unbelievable.
There were plenty of people.
We've been victimized by him.
There were plenty of people like Ken Weinman who did recognize as like, dude, they're joking. It's a gag. Mm-hmm. It's not even a gag. It's not like it wasn't even like an elaborate ruse or anything. It was just like, they're joking around. They're assing off. Would you stop? But there were, according to Zach Jackson's getting texts from people in Baltimore, like, who are these people? Because I didn't realize this, like, OTAs are going on.
Yes.
And Zach goes, no, you pissed them off really bad because they thought it was just going to be a whatever day, and now they have to go talk to Justin Tucker and ask him questions. And so I guess we upset the gaggle of media, which I don't care, but we upset the gaggle of media, and because we upset the gaggle of media, it's not just, hey, these two a-holes in Cleveland did this. No, no, you should be fired. You're supposed to be journalists. But you know what that journalist over there, that so-called journalist over there did? Got Justin Tucker more money. That's what Tone did. You did just as good a job as his agent. Because I wonder, this is why I want to have Justin Tucker on the show. And maybe he'll no-sell and say, ah, you know, we've been talking for years. Who knows? I have no idea. But because he's asked the question and he saw the tweets, he tweeted about it. He saw it was being asked and he tweeted about it. You can't say it's the same thing as when somebody in their neighborhood sells their house. And maybe you had no intention on moving. And then you go, they got how much? And you kind of kick it around. Everybody does it. You sit down with your wife, everybody does it. It's the same scenario in a lot of ways. So you have a conversation, goes, you know, maybe I am worth a little bit more. Maybe I can get a little bit more out of this.
A lot of this absurdity was rooted in truth.
Everybody tells me I'm a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, exactly. How many of their games come right down to the wire?
All of them.
And you saw it with the Browns last year, how important a kicker was, and how important did the front office feel that a kicker was? What did they do in the draft? They went and said, you know what? Everyone says this is dumb. I don't care. We're going to get in Cade York. We have to try to fix this. We have to be proactive. We can't just let a kicker fall into our laps. Yep. And we can debate till the end of time. I mean, Cade York might end up being terrible. We obviously think he's going to be really good.
I hope not.
Right. Oh, then it would be a disaster. Because then you double down on the mistake. I mean, that's what happens. But the Browns thought to themselves, in this division, close games. We always play close games against teams in this division anyway. It's going to come down to kicker. We ended up going for every fourth down last year. Didn't get any of them. We left points on the board. We should have won on Christmas Day because of the kicker. And if you look at Justin Tucker, I mean, I don't know how we got talking about him in the first place to where we thought, all right, let's have fun with this. I thought to myself, this is kind of crazy how little money he makes for how important he is and how they use him as one of the biggest weapons in football.
Better believe it. I mean, he's
we got talking on it because we had Andrew Berry on that same day.
Oh, was it?
And asked him about drafting Cade York. Yeah. It was the same day.
I had no idea.
So from there you went to, well, if we're spending draft picks on these guys, they're so valuable.
Yeah,
that's right.
If we're spending draft picks, we might as well spend money. We'll find now. They have to. The best way for it is that if the people in Baltimore, Ken Wyman, and Vinny Serrato, and Bob Haney, and La Canfora, what they have to do in a few years, hopefully, if everything goes well, is they got to pay it forward.
Yes, of course.
You know
they got to keep the gag going.
They got to sit there and go that season, which could have been a total disaster. And you guys had Jacoby Brissett for the first 12 games, and Cade York won 9 of those games with field goals that put you ahead by 2, and you guys were able to keep your head above water, and they can make that argument, and then Cade York's been the best since, and you have to do that. Well, they're gonna pay it forward.
It's a game of tag right now. Weinman's got to now go, well, you know, Evan McPherson's
next, yes.
You got to get him, and then here comes Mo Egger, and he's going, what about Cade York?
Mm-hmm.
And we just keep the cycle going.
How big was Evan McPherson last year?
Someone asked me yesterday, do we have the best division of kickers in the NFL? We may very well now. If Cade York works out, do we have the best division of kickers in the NFL? I mean, the guy technically hasn't kicked in an actual game yet, Cade York.
Yeah, but he hit the top of the uprights from 53 out.
We've never seen that.
I'm to the point where I'd be stunned if he's not good. I know famous last words for a Browns fan.
He did the Rich Carlos from 53 yards out. Of course, Rich Carlos was not good. I'm looking at who sent it. Oh, it's my buddy Nick Kovac. That's who sent it.
Now what, the Steelers? Is it Boswell?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yes. And that's the guy that we injured?
Yeah.
We injured and somehow still didn't pull off that game last year? That was incredible.
It made them better.
It works. Yeah.
Somehow it made them better.
Yes. It forced Mike Tomlin to not do the
same. It got him to be
thing.
Aggressive.
Thank God we didn't hurt the punter in that AFC playoff game. Lord almighty.
We're the king of that. We injured Big Ben in a game one. We injured the backup.
Landry Jones.
Yep.
Yes.
Landry Jones came in.
Just so the guy with the all-time great record against us could come in and beat us.
Was every bit as bad as Johnny. Ben Roethlisberger just stood there because he couldn't move. And he just, with the top half of his body, was launching 30-yard bombs on us because our secondary sucked.
They had the Ravens on the ropes, hurt Trace McSorley, so Lamar Jackson had to run back out to the field.
Oh, my God. That's right. Can we stop doing this?
Lamar,
we do the wrong thing every time.
He was on the pot, feeling a lot better. And they're like, dude, you gotta flush her down and get
wrap
going.
Wrap it up.
He's like, what? Yeah, you got to get back out here. Thanks a lot.
Fourth down and what is it?
How does it feel?
20? I mean,
48.
So you got $1.3 million. You got this. I'm sure there's a couple other wins you got in there some way, somehow. How's it feel to be that powerful? Because if you listen to the audio again, I'm laughing and it's funny and it is funny. But there is a part of me in the back of my head like trying to move on. Like I'm like, don't say too much. I don't want you to get crazy. Because I didn't think it would be the hellstorm that it became for the day over there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would become that. I kind of hoped, but then I was like, oh boy. But it ended up doing well. You got Justin Tucker some money. Well done.
Yeah, it's a finder's fee. There should be some involved. I still think, looking at his contract.
Yeah, what percentage are you looking for here, Anthony?
I think he would appreciate it. If he came on, I'd get something out of this.
All right,
but
so how much does he make? He makes $6 million this year, right? Now he gets an extra million. $1 million more per season than $1 million more than per season than any other kicker. $250,000.
I mean, obviously, I'd take it. But
$50,000.
That's a quarter of the extra.
Well, okay, no. I thought it's worth $24 million overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does an agent get? Does he get a percentage of the entire contract?
I'm always confused how that works.
Yes.
It's always not as much as you think. Like the percentage
only like
wise,
2% or
yeah,
4%.
Like in the two.
It's just like fine, $100,000. All right, we want to cheap out on $100,000 for Tone. I don't want anything. Actually, I would like a round of drinks. And Lima is thank God Lima does not have alligator arms when it comes to rounds of drinks. So I might get more than one round of drinks, or
some
two.
Chili next door. Or something.
Yeah, or
I still think he's getting underpaid. I still think he needs to go back to the bargaining table with them.
Tone,
it wasn't enough.
No, how great would that be? After this this lengthy negotiation,
a hold-in in camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're just going for commission.
How would that work with a hold-in? Because what was it with Kareem Hunt? It was he was only going to participate in the team drills.
He wasn't participating.
The individual drills by team. How would that work for the kicker?
Then on Sunday, he was out for like two plays. He's like, all right, I'll come back. You talked me into it.
You heard Stump Mitchell was over there telling the other running backs, going, hey, make him think that we're having a ton of fun right now. He's really missing out.
Does he still have the beard? It'd be hard for me to tell him with that beard, no. I'm a scary individual.
Is that the all-time call the bluff? Like the Browns like, you're not going anywhere. You love it here. We see your Instagram stories every week. You love Cleveland. Come on. Come on, Kareem. We see it. You're not fooling anybody. Like, we get it. You're posturing. Somebody gave you the tactic. Like, oh, well, now I'm only going to do the individual drills, not the team drills.
Tommy Matthews. Justin Tucker should buy all the flowers for Sarah the rest of his career. He spent $2,000 in the last 2 years on flowers. If his career lasts another, how much has Justin Tucker been around for already? He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he has.
Nine, I think.
So if he's around for, kickers are kickers. If he's around for, say, another 8 years, I mean, that is still an exorbitant sum in
flowers. Oddly enough, did you know what Justin Tucker looked like?
Yeah.
I did not know what he looked like. There's so many football players that I have no idea.
He looks like just every random man with dollar signs in his eyes.
He looks like every single guy. Justin Tucker looks like every single guy I saw taking my son to swim classes on a Sunday morning. That's what Justin Tucker looks like, except for me. I look completely different from the rest of them. But every other father, go look at a picture of Justin Tucker. That's in the Hudson area, and they all look like that. They all look like Justin Tucker. There you go. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to work with you. I'm proud to know you. You always find a way. The slippery wizard always finds a way to get something done. It's amazing. It is so amazing how well you work.
So what's happening, honestly, what's happening with Lamar Jackson?
If I was Lamar Jackson, I would get a football and I would sit on it at the 50-yard line and say, I'm not doing anything.
I mean, isn't this pretty amazing at this point, considering how he plays the game, considering how, even though I've seen him be very smart with taking hits and everything, eventually every quarterback gets injured. They're going to play this audio in Baltimore and say I jinxed it or whatever. But let's be honest, like any football player, if he got injured this year without a contract, I mean, this would be one of the all-time bad mistakes.
If you're Lamar Jackson, you're sitting there going, so wait a minute. I won an MVP. I saved John Harbaugh's job that year. Because he did. I saved John Harbaugh's job that year. I won an MVP. I was hurt last year, and what did this team do? It was a nosedive because they needed me that badly.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave Justin Tucker more money? Do we have practice today? Okay, because team drills, you better get Trace McSorley out there. mm-hmm. or whoever the hell my backup is.
Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley, you better get him out there. And then he can go ahead and fool everybody into thinking he's a good quarterback, but
go
you guys know the truth.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But everybody loved Tyler Huntley, even though he went 0-4.
They did. They made it sound like he could seamlessly step right in.
We got emails about Tyler Huntley. Mm-hmm. Those were the days. Coming up at 6:40, it's something I think we say out of reflex, but I don't know if it's true. Up next, about last night with big news for the Big Ten.
We'll talk about that another day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe on the podcast.
Talk about it right now. Let's alienate some listeners. Let's do it.
Right. Well, we had enough people doing that on social media yesterday. Anywho, Browns.
Safety off.
Browns wow. get. Oh, hold on. I'm told I got to get to Matt and Hudson.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
Congratulations on all
how
your
are you,
success.
Matt?
Hey, how you guys doing? I was telling the screener that you guys should send a care package, like a swag bag, to Justin over in Baltimore. You could stay in the front. Got the bag thanks to the 92.3 The Fan.
I like that.
Okay, that's kind of a good idea.
Why is Matt
that's
coming up with
really
better ideas than Double A? Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, what's that? Why did Matt? Should Matt be our producer?
We're not sending out care packages. I mean, what's going to be in the care package?
Now I'm going to send out
no,
a care package
definitely
out of spite.
Will. Yeah.
What's going to be? What exactly is going to be in
matter.
The care package?
I don't care what it is.
So we're just going to send out a package of nothing.
I'll send him a bottle of Old Bay.
And a gift card. Say thank
you. The guy's
you.
Laughing. Oh, we can't do anything interesting. No, we can't
no,
do that.
No.
Everybody's like, bring Fan Bowl back. Good thing Double A ain't the boss.
Nothing.
At least the bosses are open to it. Double A, no, we can't. We can't bowl.
We can we can send him a bag full of CDs, like jazz CDs.
It's a lot.
Did you go to that jazz fest?
Briefly.
No, you didn't.
I briefly
stop lying. Why you just
drove past it?
It's just a lie.
He drove past it and then he circled back.
It's the ease at which the lie comes out. That's what's amazing.
It's honestly scary how quickly you lie to us. He doesn't believe it. He just lies. He just says it and like
some people have a nervous tic, right? He has a nervous lie. It's just I'm nervous. I gotta lie. I gotta get out.
That's the basis of liar, liar.
I'm already panicking. I gotta lie.
Thanks, Jim Carrey.
No, it's not the basis of liar, liar. He lies to win cases. Have you ever seen liar, liar?
Yes,
I have. You lied about seeing liar, liar.
Seeing liar, liar.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh my God! You just lied that it's one of your all-time favorite movies. How do you not know the premise of liar, liar, and you say it's one of your all-time favorite movies?
It's been a while since I've watched it, but I have watched it. Yes.
What baseball player does Jim Carrey say that he is when he's being hauled out of court?
I don't remember.
Because he's going to play catch with his son. Then you don't like Liar Liar. You just lied about Liar Liar.
I didn't like it.
Meanwhile.
This is a classic situation of Liar Liar, pants on fire.
I am about to go get a lighter.
Meanwhile, now Kareem Hunt wasn't necessarily lying when he said he was holding in. But he did get back to work with the Browns a couple of days ago. Now Mary Kay joined
Jennifer
the afternoon.
Tilly. Mara Tierney. I mean, we're talking hot. Jennifer Tilly in that movie? Hot to trot. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, Mary Kay Cabot of the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com, she joined the Afternoon Drive show yesterday and talked about the latest when it comes to Kareem Hunt and what it means for the Browns.
You know, I think he needs to put his head down and go to work and make it really difficult for the Cleveland Browns to let him walk in the offseason. Things are always fluid. You know, you can never say never about anything in this business because you don't know what the next move is going to be. But the plan right now is they do not want to trade him. And that's how it was with David Njoku. They were very adamant they did not want to trade David Njoku. So you never know what can happen. And I guess in the event a team would come calling with an offer that the Browns can't refuse, you know, then I suppose they would listen. But they are not looking to trade him.
You know, we didn't have huge heat over this yesterday, Kenny, because we all understood that there was a bit on paper, a bit of a log jam when it comes to running back. Things can change, you know, by week one in the NFL. Things can also change in other teams, other position groups with their teams. Like they're another team needs a running back desperately that thinks they want to compete, then all of a sudden maybe Kareem Hunt does have a little more trade value. Or flip side of that, D'Ernest Johnson. I mean, I don't know what other teams think of D'Ernest Johnson. I do know that Kareem Hunt is a known commodity. And
he's a rushing champion. And he has, after that season, he's only up to 770-something carries. It's not like he has a ton of
he's got no
mileage.
No mileage whatsoever.
It's
a great point.
He's 6 months older than D'Ernest Johnson. It's not like he's ancient.
I mean, do you think that the Browns just kind of wait and see on this? Or do you think they've made up their mind no matter what already on Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, I think they've made up their mind.
So nothing could happen. Nothing could happen that could change. Like, if let's say Deshaun Watson gets a year.
Unless he's O.J. Well, that's not a good. Unless he's Eric Dickerson, then nah, probably not. At all.
I don't know. I still think
moving on from him after the year.
But well, right. But I'm wondering if they're just moving on from him at the end of the year, and Deshaun Watson's out for the year, and another team all of a sudden needs
would
a running back
his mind.
Desperately. Would that change his mind?
Oh, maybe. Also, if you're a competitive football team, they're going to want him for the year. You're not in the business of just giving up good football players while you're good. But I also think that if worse were to come to worse and things don't start off very well, I think that there's a possibility that you just kind of you think about moving on if another team really wants him. But it all depends on the quarterback, like you said.
What's the price, though? Like, what if I'm just saying, what if the Chiefs go like, hey, man, it'd be really nice to have him back. Things have blown over, you know, he'd be welcome back here. He has friends all over the team. And they gave you a third-round pick?
Mm-hmm.
Would you pull a trigger on that?
Man, a third-round pick?
Yeah. Because they're a Super Bowl contender,
because,
right?
Again, they think D'Ernest Johnson can do a lot of what Kareem Hunt can do.
But you trying to pull a lineman inside job here. I'm on to you.
Hey, Veach.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I don't like him. He's bebotting and scatting all over the thing.
Well, so
League 117, they're getting 17. This is Casual Florio with you on a Tuesday morning.
All has been really quiet. I did see that Albert Breer, Peter King, Chris Sims, they all kind of had it in the range of 10 to 12 games.
Chris?
I don't have Chris Sims, but we do have audio playing in the background.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get somebody to turn off their computer.
I left my computer on. Sorry. Just point at me and my computer because I end up leaving my computer sound on. My bad.
Do you think there could be something to that? I know we got to go that. You
my
see
computer being left on, yeah.
The computer is being left on, and everybody seems to be saying 10 to 12 games.
Just say, in the future, just who was the people you said? Albert Breer and Peter King?
Yes.
You just leave Chris Sims out of it if you say those two names, okay?
Okay.
All right. I had Anthony Alford tell me it could be. I mean, that's what Chris Sims is. He's the same thing as AA, telling me about the Jazz Fest coming up.
And that's it for about last night.
All right. Thank you very much. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Jason Lloyd of the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. Lima said he was dead. No, he was just on vacation. It'll join us at 8:20. The rumors of his passing are false. 9:20, Ari Wasserman going to join us on the show. We'll talk a little bit about Buckeyes with him as they were the number 2 ranked team, according to the coaches poll. And the Big Ten, they're leaving ESPN. Big news from the Big Ten. We'll talk to Ari about that coming up at 9:20. Up next, it's just something I think we say as a reflex anymore. I just don't think it's true, though. So I've been making fun of Tone. It's just I think it's been a little bit overly drastic over some of the stuff he's had to do for the arrival of the baby. I'm like, he's a 41-year-old man. He'll be okay. Like, I know that his life, like, he did a lot of traveling, a lot of skiing, a lot of ski trips for Tone, which someone last week said that you, when you made the argument that the Browns should suspend him and be proactive, somebody said you were off the rails. I go, this is the first argument that somebody ever gave that put Lima back on the rails. Anyway, he did a lot of things in his life. I'm talking about him like he's not even here. But I think that you've been a pretty responsible adult. You've met your bills. I don't think you've ever been in hawk to anybody or in arrears for anything. You've been able to be a person who takes care of himself and others. I mean, your sister has been a great influence on you, and the last few years of Aunt Buzz have been a challenge for you, but you've come through successful. And so I have a great deal of respect for you in that way. And so when I hear about all the rigmarole, like the daddy boot camp and thing that you went to, he has the backpack. I'm like, this is a little much for the Tone Master.
Yeah, I got
General
signed
here.
Up for a bunch of these classes.
But I'm going to admit something here. I'm going to admit to, I guess this is a crime. I probably shouldn't do it, but you know what? We're going to do it. So coming back from the park where we have our football practices at, and we're going to get to the Browns here in just a second. I got to get this off my chest. I told you during the break, and I'm going to bring it here to live on air. If you want to make sure you never upset your wife or her friends, never, ever, 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 ever admit that your kid rides in the front seat at all. Because coming back from football practice on Thursday, it's been a long day. I am tired. It was the beginning of the real mugginess. We went through like a 5-day period, like you couldn't even go outside. And I'm a coach, and I'm sweating my ass off. And he's like, "Can I ride in the front seat?" I go, "Sure." He's 7, no big deal.
You can't do that at 7?
Somehow, I told him, I go, "This is our secret." And I just, as an idiot, I was taking us all to dinner on Saturday. And from my house to the Brown Derby is a quarter of a mile, if that. I spent the entire quarter of the mile getting yelled at by my wife and her best friend. Because essentially the same length of... Streetsboro is not a huge New York City-style city, obviously. A lot of things are close. I admitted that my 7-year-old rode in the front seat. And it was... I couldn't believe the beating I took. I really could not believe it on set.
I was definitely riding in the front seat by age 7.
But I said the same thing, and that just made it worse. That just made it worse. Because there's like, well, all these other things that people are allowed to do as kids that we have more information on. Well, you could, I mean, it was just, I said, guys, calm down. Everybody made it, we're good. And it was, no, that's illegal. What if the cops pulled over? The one girl said abuse. My wife's friend said abuse. I go, hold on now. We're not abusing our children. It's called endangerment, and there's a difference, which doesn't make it sound any better. But I'm going, holy cow. I'm getting screamed at in my own truck by 2 women over a 3-minute car ride. I was like, no, well, I guess I've learned my lesson.
So until what age or until what weight what are the rules?
She says it's either 8 years old or there's some other weight that they have to.
My kids have been riding up there for years. All of them. Toby drove us home from football last night. He's 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the first time I actually put foot to pedal.
But they said they don't care. They didn't care. They go, there's a lot of things that your dad let you do that was crazy then. And now they always say, you always made the argument, more information, we have more information. Like, my dad had a big Plymouth boat. I think it was a Plymouth Satellite back in the day. And it had bench seats back and front. And I used to do the thing where you sit. I had the seatbelt on, but I would sit on my, like, I would put my knee down and, like, cross my legs, and I'd sit so I could see up over the dashboard.
Yeah.
And you had a big bench seat there.
I was told the Cutlass Supreme armrest was actually the child seat.
Yes.
And that's where I sat.
Right. Yes. And it was, and you say, if you use that in the argument, well, this is what I did as a kid. It just made it worse. It just made it worse. And I, like, dropped them off to go get the table. Because they don't take a reservation at the Brown. It was a great dinner, by the way. Unpaid testimonial over there, Streetsboro, Ohio. And I go, I'm going to go over here, because my buddy was coming into town. I go, I'm going to go over to the liquor store over here. And I was just debating on whether or not I'm just going to go home.
pound a fifth of vodka.
I needed,
or to let your boy go in with your ID and go get the liquor.
I needed time.
Of course, they look the same.
To just unwind. Because I'm like, I just got yelled at for something I did not think was a very big deal. I mean, just shouted down. Everything we do in our life is to make sure that our sons are okay. There's going to be a little bit of dangerous fun or whatever out there. And it just was, no, it was completely unacceptable to them.
So we had this conversation when it was probably 5 or 6, first time I let him ride up front. I just said, it makes me a safer driver. We're in town.
Wow.
It's a sleepy community. We're driving 25 miles an hour, right?
You're like Macaulay Culkin's dad, apparently.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with it. Don't see the problem with it. It makes me a safer driver, too, when the kids are up front.
Okay, see, people argue.
Oh, 10 to 2.
See, I don't want to argue with you, because I can't sit there and say, like, I agree and I condone such a practice, because people lose their freaking minds over it. But it's like, it was three minutes in the truck.
Do you still put him in a booster seat at 7?
In the back seat, he's got a small booster thing. He's got, like, a platform. I
haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, when does the booster seat end?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Again, it's just all the, like, the car seat. The car seats go bad. This is a gallon of milk.
Technically, I think it's 4'9" is the magic number. That's what my kids always told me.
I started this huge argument with Liz again over the car seats because I go, we're buying these cars. Car seats are like $400, $500. Yeah. And I go, why are we buying new car seats? Well, the car seats are out of date. I go, they just put those dates there so you don't sue them because they get sued. And they say, well, this is a so-and-so-year-old car seat.
Same reason you can't resell your car seat.
Yeah. I had to cut the bands on them, the straps. I'm like, I almost said I gotta click my son in like Dale Earnhardt, but that's not a good comparison to make at all. I walked myself into that one.
How do you feel about people having to go to the fire department to get those installed?
I don't blame you because they're a bastard. Did you do that? I don't blame you.
Another thing I got signed up for.
I do not blame you.
Owen is appalled right now.
Liz does. I don't do it. Liz doesn't. Liz doesn't. They got the one, it like runs the, Owen, the one strap.
I can't.
I'm
Can
sorry.
We not do things on our own
the
anymore?
One, I tried.
Are we a society that is that
Owen,
just can't do anything on
I
our
tried,
own?
I tried. Liz
the
doesn't.
The hell makes a firefighter so much better at installing my kids'
Because they're the ones that got to learn the CPR and everything.
I appreciate what they do for our community.
No, but
yeah,
can
you
I say,
damn well better.
Can
my
I say,
why are they installing my kids'
Wait. Liz, can I say this was a bit of a bait and switch.
What?
It wasn't really the firemen that came out and did it.
But you got to go to the fire department to do it.
You go to the fire department.
Yeah.
And I expected these guys to sprint, climb down the pole, do a somersault, come over with all their equipment on, get the ladder out. No, it was like three older women that were just hanging out there.
I'm sorry. Hey.
I was like, I thought it was the fireman. I thought I was going to shake a fireman's hand.
I tried.
My buddy, a police officer, just texted, said, at 8 years old, you are a regular passenger in a vehicle.
Yeah.
My son.
You can't go flying through a windshield.
I'm telling
you
right now, June 13th, we're having a joint birthday party. Tone and my son, and they're going to do the scene from Footloose right out there on the highway. Because Axel will be 8 years old, so he's a regular
Who's
passenger
Who's bringing the
now.
Tractor?
At Streetsboro, I can find a tractor. We'll be okay here. Nicholas in Columbus, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Man, you know what? Ken, you said you don't condone it. I condone it.
No, you can't.
Thank
Nicholas,
you, Nicholas.
I can't condone.
That's
no,
very nice of you.
No, listen, you can't listen. Do that, Nicholas. Listen. I can't.
What else does he condone?
I know we're like a couple of weeks from school. If we were to have this conversation and I said I would condone this while kids were going to school, Nicholas, it's my ass, not yours.
My 3-year-old
does
the grilling in our house. It's great.
Anyway, it's 100 degrees out. It's ridiculously hot, humid. I'm just going to run into the drugstore real quick. Here, just make sure to open the window a little
bit. You can't do that.
Do
it all
the time.
There's no condoning of any of this.
Do it all the time.
No condoning of any of this. I just didn't realize I was going to get screamed at. But I'll tell you this, with the car seats, I don't blame you. Liz does it. First off, I can't get... The rim has the very best when it comes to interiors, obviously, and it has a very roomy interior, but I can't get in there to do it because the one strap goes like around the back and down the side of the truck and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous how they rig this system. Like, it's almost easier for me to just weld together a roll bar in there and just be done with it. I should just get a cage and just roll
and
weld it in there.
We bought a lot from the former American Gladiators set, and I have the big hamster wheel ball that they mm-hmm. kids going, and that's how we travel
goes,
everywhere.
It's all safer. I go, no, they don't want to get sued. Drew says here, at our dealership, we're not allowed to help parents install car seats if they get a rental from our service. Yeah, because you don't want to get sued. The car seats, the car seat is still fine. I would say that the car seat's still fine. Again, it's not a gallon of milk, but you can't return it, and you can't give it away. Once it's done, and they have it there because they know they don't want to get sued. Because if it's an old car seat, and who knows what people do to those straps. So if the straps are broken or torn or anything like that, they don't know how hard you are on those things. So they're not trying to get sued. That's all life is one big thing to stop getting sued. Like, man, yeah, sorry about that. I wanted to bring up you and all the things that you have to do. But
oh, I'm sure I'm signed up for any number of other things.
Saturday was the biggest pain in the ass of my entire life.
Are you taking a class on how to bring the baby home?
Oh, God.
You might as well.
I'm already.
You have to introduce the baby to Milo.
I'm already thinking about all that. But no, the whole thing is they now every new mother wants everything documented. That first time walking through the door, that first time meeting the baby meeting the dog.
Are you taking
or the
cat. A class on baby cinematography?
That's all we're doing. Three camera shoot.
It's going to be an IMAX?
We got baby pictures of Axel. That was it. It was such a horrific nightmare for Liz and her mother that we didn't bother with the other two.
You did a professional?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to do that too. Not cheap.
No, it's not. It costs more than the flowers. Justin Tucker should buy your baby pictures now too. That's how that should work. Just see if he'll buy the baby stuff.
And that's what we call a full circle hour.
There it is. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Jason Loy going to join us on the show. Okay, we're going to get down to business. We say this as a reflex a lot. I just don't think it's true. I mean, if you really have perspective, it's not nearly what a lot of people think it is. What it is, that's coming up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.